From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Leah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. With four public hearings down, there is at least one more to go concerning the proposal to install six Verizon 4G antennas on Providence Hall on Columbia Street in Hudson. The application was submitted for a special use permit by Bell Atlantic Mobile Systems, LLC, on behalf of Verizon Wireless to install and operate wireless communication equipment on the roof. The public hearing began at the October 27th Planning Board meeting and has continued at the board's monthly meeting. Concerns have been raised over radiation health impacts, which the Planning Board is legally not permitted to consider. Michael Musso, a senior project manager and risk assessor at design firm HDR, said the board can make decisions based on visual impacts, code compliance, structure assessments, and cultural resources. Musso has served as a consultant for the planning board throughout Verizon's application process. Scott Olson of Young Somer, attorneys at law, a Verizon representative, emphasized that the company's plan is in full compliance with Federal Communications Commission requirements. He said the plan will only emit 1% of the radio frequency radiation emissions the company can legally use. Alexandria Simchenko, a Hudson resident who has made several presentations in opposition to the antennas at the hearings, asked why city-owned properties closer to the waterfront were not being considered and expressed continued concern over lighting and high winds near Providence Hall. Providence resident Glenn Roney said, and I quote, "People don't choose to live or visit here because of the quality of cell phone service," end quote. Calling the antennas, and I quote, "soul-crushing," end quote, and I quote, "ugly, out-of-place variable," end quote. He argued that the negative impacts the antennas would bring to the city would outweigh the benefits of improved service from Verizon. The hearing will continue at the Planning Board's February meeting. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. The town of Coeymans will hold a public hearing on January 28th to gauge local reaction to proposed updates to the community's comprehensive plan. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, the hearing will be aired on the town's Facebook page and on Mid-Hudson Cable Channel 901. Town Hall will be closed to the public because of the increasing number of virus cases. Speakers will be able to present comments via telephone at 518-756-6006, extension 3. Comments can also be submitted to the town's clerk office via email at townclerk@coymans.org. The draft of the town's plan update was completed in December. According to the document, and I quote, "The town has experienced significant industrial growth in recent years and seeks to update the plan to strike a balance that supports industry while maintaining and enhancing residential areas and natural resources," end quote. MJ Engineering and Land Surveying worked with the town to develop the update, which focuses on economic development, infrastructure, transportation, natural resources and agriculture, land use and zoning, and government administration and policies. If approved, the comprehensive plan, first formulated in 2006, will still stand, and the update will serve as an amendment to the original. The draft comprehensive plan update can be found at coymans.org. And you can read the full story at the Ravenna News Herald. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. Republican Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin is facing a potential challenger in Skodak resident Democrat Gwen Wright, 65. Wright is a retired executive director of the State Office for the Prevention of Domestic Violence. McLaughlin has launched his 2021 re-election campaign with a $238,000 war chest. Wright says she plans to raise $200,000 to $250,000 for her run. Wright, who was recruited to run by the progressive Rensselaer County Women for Change organization, said, and I quote, "I'm very confident that we'll get it," end quote. She would be the first black woman to run countywide. Wright's challenge now is winning the endorsement of the County Democrat and Working Families Party organizations. The Democrats hope to select a candidate by early February. Richard Crist, the county director of operations and a GOP political operative who worked on McLaughlin's campaign in 2017, said the campaign appreciates the financial support received to date and the fact that many are recognizing McLaughlin's work reducing taxes three consecutive years, paving more than 100 miles of roads, supporting historic job creation, a bond rating upgrade, and a compassionate and comprehensive response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Wright said she will be campaigning on protecting the county's environment, including water resources, taking advantage of the county's Hudson River frontage for quality of life for residents, and building the tourism industry, developing infrastructure that will benefit residents, and pursuing economic development. She also wants to help local businesses in recovering from the coronavirus pandemic, having seen for herself by working in a woman's clothing store how devastating the pandemic has been. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.